You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey guys, Shalene Johnson here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Build Your Tribe. You may or may not know I have another show that's in the health category. It's called The Shalene Show. If you haven't already subscribed, I would love for you to do so if you're not sick of me by now. But this show is devoted exclusively to those of us who are interested in building our businesses, living our purpose, and doing so in a way that's fun and exciting. So today's show is actually a live broadcast I did on Periscope. If you haven't figured it out by now, I'm kind of in love with Periscope. In this particular episode, I'm going to teach you and tell you and answer questions about how to be comfortable on video and using video to build your business. In this episode, I'll also discuss how I'm using Periscope to create content for me that works on 5 different social media platforms. That is why I am so excited about Periscope. Now listen, I'm just like you. I don't need another social media platform to suck the life out of me. And I love Periscope because look, I'm using it to build my podcast listeners. I'm creating video from it, and so many more ways that you can use Periscope to create content for you that works on so many different social media platforms. But you'll have to listen to this episode to learn more. She's back. Are you here? So this one's all business, y'all. Jumping on. Mandy, John, Heather. Oh boy, all the hearts are starting to flow. People are on live. So this one is all business. We're just going to talk about video. That's right, video and how to use video to build your business. And what I'm showing you on the screen right now is my absolutely the best thing I ever did to build my business. It's called 30daypush.com. Now, even if you've been through it before, I want you to go through it again to kind of get a sense of what I was doing. I created 30 videos. That's right, 30 videos that were sent to your inbox each day, teaching you how to set your goals. Those videos, by the way, were created from my desktop computer. No special lighting, no teleprompter, no special hair and makeup. I just talked to people for 30 days from my desktop computer, and those videos changed my business. Those videos made me a millionaire. Those videos allowed me to stay home with my family and change the course of my life. No joke. I was on a hot train to Disasterville because absolutely everything I did, I had to be there doing it until I created these videos. So today on Build Your Tribe, I am going to talk to you about how to be more comfortable being you on camera, because video, I believe, is the key to building your business. Because we know today, in like today's day and age, it is all about connecting with people. So send me up some hearts. Share this broadcast, please, by swiping to the right and then up a little bit. You click subscribe and then click share, because I know you know fellow entrepreneurs who need to understand how to get more comfortable being themselves on camera so that they can build their business. And that's what we're going to do. I've got exactly 15 minutes for you to ask your questions about getting comfortable on video. Absolutely anything you want to know, and I will answer for you. So I'm going to flip the camera for you right now. First, actually, before I do that, I should probably show you the light that I'm using. This is called a Stellar Ring Light, and it's relatively inexpensive, and it's amazeballs. Yeah, because it gives you a circle halo of light that's pretty even. And this room is like really dark right now. And if you can see it, like, puts little circles in my eyes, so it makes my eyes look like they're glowing. It's called a Stellar Ring Light. I love them. Okay, so today we are doing this episode live for Build Your Tribe. It will appear tomorrow, that's right, tomorrow, on my podcast. In fact, I'll just bet that my podcast editor is here watching. His name is Ron, and he's in the Philippines, and he's going to edit this episode for us so that it appears live on the podcast so that you can find on iTunes. And if you are an Android user, it is the Stitcher app. So today we're going to talk all about video and how to get more comfortable on video for you. The first question that I have is, do you recommend shooting videos with glasses on and how to get rid of the glare? I don't have my glasses here, but you'll notice that I'm not wearing my glasses. It's very difficult to film and not see the glare in your lenses. So I rarely wear my glasses when I'm filming. And it's just about how you position your head, and you really have to hold your head steady if you're going to avoid that glare. So 9 times out of 10, I don't film with glasses on. So what do you do, Jamie, if you hate yourself on video? I'll tell you what you do. You get over it. You like yourself in real life, right? And that's who you are. Most of the time, when people don't like the way they are on video, it's because they feel like they're not being themselves. So you just have to like look into that lens, and you have to pretend it's your best friend in the whole world, and you don't try to be anybody other than you. And for me personally, I don't rewatch my videos because it'll bug me too much. I'm like, why did I make that face? Why did I do that? Blah, blah, blah. And I just have to get over that because I have people in real life who like me. So I have to assume there's people who are going to watch a video and like me. And I have to get over that. So my number one suggestion would be to not rewatch your videos, or at least watch just enough of them to figure out what you should improve and not be too picky about yourself. The next question is, what microphone do I use? Well, right now I'm using, it's called the Rode Lavalier microphone, and I got it on as a gift, actually, but you can get yours on Amazon.com. I think it's under $70, and it plugs right into your iPhone or iPad. I have mine plugged into my iPad right now, and then I'm also using a Audio Technica 2100 to record this podcast, and the program that I'm using for both of those is called Audacity. More questions about video on the way. Answering your questions about being comfortable on video. What are the best colors to wear? The best things to wear on video are things that are not distracting. No patterns, solid colors, and things you're not going to sweat through. Try to be very careful that you aren't wearing like noisy jewelry. Like you'll notice I took off my earrings because it's kind of noisy. And because you need to anticipate that your videos are going to live indefinitely, try not to wear anything too trendy, like ridiculously obscene black patent leather boots. That's an inside joke about Shalene Extreme. Thank you for being generous with your advice, this person says. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. I am generous with my advice because I have people in my life who have shared their answers with me. And because they've done that, I feel like I have an obligation to pay it forward. So thank you for all the hearts. This is awesome. I would love it if we got to 3 million hearts today. That would be crazy. It would take a lot of tapping, but I think we could do it. So thank you to those of you who are watching this on the rebroadcast. It's awesome. So if you're watching this on the rebroadcast and you have a question, you're like, well, how am I going to get my question answered now that I'm on the rebroadcast? All you have to do is tweet it to me and use the hashtag Periscope so that I know that you saw this Periscope, and I'll do my best to answer your question. How do you not sound boring so that people stay interested? Be short, be brief, be bright, be concise, and be done. The best way to do that is to create a bullet list. Here's how you should start every video. Start by telling people who you are. Hi, my name is Shalene Johnson. I'm the author of New York Times best-selling book, Push. I'm the creator of several online academies such as Smart Success, the Marketing Impact Academy, Courageous Confidence, as well as a fitness celebrity. So many of you may know me from one of my many exercise DVDs. But what I do daily is help people find a way to live a better life. And that's what I'm here to do with you today. Today, specifically, I'm going to share with you my best tips to get comfortable and to be yourself on camera. So boom, you see what I did? I gave you credibility. I gave you who I am, why you should be listening to me. And in that credibility, like for this particular one, because I told you what we're going to be talking about, which is video, you might want to insert something that's not normally in your bio. Like, for example, I don't normally include in my bio that I'm a Guinness Book of World Record holder, which I am, for having starred in the most exercise videos. And that's important to say because it lends credibility to my presence on camera and having spent 10,000 hours on camera. So write yourself a quick bio. Memorize that bio, and then in the beginning of your video, tell people what you're going to tell them, and then tell them, and then get out. Actually, tell them, review what you told them, and why am I snapping so much? Tell them what you told them. Tell them, say goodbye, and then have a call to action. At the end of every video, you want a call to action. So like even when I end this Periscope today, or when I end my broadcast for Build Your Tribe, I will say, hey, guys, Don't forget to share this broadcast. And it's a great way to get people to interact. You're taking control of the relationship. When I do a video, thank you for asking that question, I write down my bullet points. And then when I'm filming, here's what I do. I'll show you. So I don't like to use a teleprompter, but I'm happy if you do. Many people love to use a teleprompter. I do not use a script, although many people do, because I just feel like if I don't know my shit, I shouldn't be talking to you about my shit. Like, I should know it so well that I don't need a teleprompter and I don't need a script, and neither do you, neither does anybody. But it does take experience to realize that you know it so well that you don't need to write it down. So I'm okay if you want to write a script. Okay. But I agree with you, Jamie, that you do tend to be more yourself when you are without a script. But here's a quick editing tip that's going to save you or the person who's editing your video so much time. I write out a list of everything I want to cover. And then, see, I'll have my list, and then I'll put it down in front of me. And here's an editing tip that's going to save you so much time. Don't stop the camera. Let the camera run and run and run. And then you'll go like this. I'm going to share with you my 5 tips to help you be more you on camera. Then see, I'm going to freeze for quite a while so that the editor has enough time to cut. And then I'm going to look down and go, okay, what was my first tip? Oh, yeah, my first tip was to make sure you use good lighting. And okay, my first tip is to make sure you invest in good lighting. Now, you can buy a soft box for about $50 on Amazon.com. My personal favorite, especially for the ladies. Like, dudes can get away with looking like a hot box of hell. But ladies, like, we're super picky about each other. We're like, oh, I see. She's looking wrinkly. She's looking tired. Like, we're very picky about each other. And so you gotta make sure your lighting is right and your lip gloss is popping. So I use a Stellar light. It's very inexpensive. I'm gonna turn the camera so that you can see it real fast, like right now. There is my Stellar lighting system. And you're thinking, why didn't you just double tap? Because sometimes a double tap bugs because it goes black. So I thought I'd just turn it to you. Hashtag hot box of hell. I just made that up on the fly. Thank you for my phrases, love. And see, so like if I'm really blown out, you're like, hey, shouldn't you have any wrinkles? She's just 2 nostrils. So that's the lighting that I use. I really absolutely love that light. Oh my God. I've got the best tip for you. Are you so excited? I have the best tip for you ever. First of all, you don't need a fancy camera. You can film everything on your iPhone, especially if you have an iPhone 6. Okay. Are you ready for my best tip ever? Oh my God, I need hearts because this is going to blow this right here. I'm about to blow your mind, but I need hearts. Okay, I'm seeing hearts. Cool. Okay, it's going to blow your mind. Ready for this? It's a phone case, but it's a light. Look at what? Hey, look at me looking all young and vibrant. I can hold it over here. I can, and look, it goes away and... Oh, that's what she really looks like. What? What? Oh my God, you need this light in your LUT? What? Yeah, so I can just film this all from my iPhone and use this little deliciousness of a light. And here's what it's called. Can you see it? It's called a Lumi. L-U-M-E-E. Lumi. Yes, they have it for Android too. And it's awesomeness. And if I had this when I created my 30-day push, oh my God, life would have been so beautiful. I have created I'm not saying this to brag, I'm saying this to inspire. I've created a multi-million dollar business and a humongous email list by using video, not fitness videos, videos I created from my desktop in this room, not professional videos where the only lighting that I had was the daylight. And I did that from my desktop. You can see them if you just want to, like, and I'm not telling you to like opt into my list. I'm telling you, if you want to opt in and copy what I've done, go for it. You go to 30daypush.com. And that's what I did is I created 1 video a day to send to people. And what does that do? It helps people figure out if you drive them crazy and they can't stand you, or if they really like you and we should be friends in real life. And that's how people get very deeply connected, is on video. And that's why y'all got to get good at being yourself on video. But I've got really good news for you. You ready? It's my next point. And again, now if I was filming this live and I was going to send it off to an editor to be chopped up and put on YouTube, I would, before my next point, which like maybe I can't remember, I would go like this. So that leads me to my next point. And then I would glance down and I would read my next point and I would say, everything is easier when your sound quality is on point. So don't forget to make sure that you invest in a really great microphone because good sound quality matters. And the really good news is my third point. And now I would freeze. My third point is so important. And like if you mess up when you're on camera, just keep going. Don't stop and reset. That's what takes people forever to film videos. Just keep going. You stop and you go, okay, what was I going to say? My third point is really important. And I want to freeze and with a smile because that gives the editor the same cut so that they can come out of a smile and into a smile. Like nobody wants to start a video like this. Resting bitch face. No. My next point is this. People, you're going to be great on camera. You know why? Because you've already spent 10,000 hours doing exactly what you need to do in order to be good on camera. And you know what that is? Being you. The only way your videos suck is if you don't know how to be you, and you already do. So ignore the fact that there's somebody else going to be watching. Just pretend you're talking to your friend and then look into the little hole. That's another one of my famous quotes is look into the hole. So I watch too many periscopes where people are like, they're talking to you, but the whole time they're look at me right now. I'm reading your comments. And so does it really feel like I'm connecting with you? Not as much. You see, this person says, hi, Deidre. But the person right above Deidre says, I feel like I'm running out of content. Now I'm reading the comments and I'm talking to you, but do you feel connected to me? Not as much as when I'm looking at the whole. So look at the whole. Be you, be confident, be courageous. Thank you so much, Virginie, who is in the Courageous Confidence Club. And, I think people get all wrapped up in being too perfect. Yeah, they really do. And I know this is kind of weird, but I just have to put it out there. Hi, Laura. Women have to just don't have something distracting going on. Like you don't have to be perfect, but don't be distracting. Like don't play with your hair the whole time and don't have makeup and lipstick and everything a mess. Like just make it easy for people to listen to your message. And that you don't need to be any more perfect than you are with your friends, right? Like, so you should look like you care so that you match your message. Like, I didn't take a shower today until 6 o'clock. And I'm not going to do a periscope without taking a shower. I look like a hot box of hell. And I can't do that. So I at least want to look like my message, right? So I want to look nice. And that's more important for women than it is for men. And I didn't make up the rules. It just is how it is. Where can you buy a Lumi? I bought mine online. So I think I probably went to Amazon. What can't you buy on Amazon? What editor do you use? Okay, my next tip for you is not to edit your own videos. Hire somebody on Elance. That's elance.com. You can find amazingly talented people from everywhere in the world to help you edit your videos. And that's not what you should be spending your time on. You should be spending your time creating content. And to the person who asked, what type of content should I be creating on video? The type of content that you needed to know just a few minutes before you are the person who you are today. So for example, when I think about the content I need to create, I'm like, okay, what did I need to know a year ago? What do I wish I knew before I was in this position today? And so you just make a list. You're like, what did I not know 6 months ago? What did I not know a year ago? What was I dying to ask people, but I was too embarrassed or I didn't know who to ask, but now I know it. And so I want to teach that to other people. And stop right there because I know what you're thinking. But there's so many people who've already created that. Yes, so they're not you. You're creating video so that people can instantly connect with your eyeballs, the way you do your hair, the way you talk with your hands, and they go, I like her or I don't like her. I like him. I like him a lot. I trust him. He's cool. Or I don't like him. Like I watched this Periscope the other day and everyone's like, you got to watch so-and-so. I'm not even going to say the name. They're like, you got to watch so-and-so. Oh my God, his Periscopes are so good. I'm like, this guy is such a douche. I'm like, he thinks he's so hot. I don't even like him. No. No. But you know what? If I'd been just listening to him, I wouldn't have been able to pick up on it. But I was watching my video. I'm like, this guy thinks he's all that and a box of Cracker Jacks, and I ain't having that. I ain't got time. And that's just an insecurity. So background music. That's interesting. You should tell me, because I did 30-day push and I put background music in some of them, and some people hate it and some people like it. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So I guess it really doesn't matter. It's up to you. You know what I do is I tell people, do what you like to do. Do what you like. So if you like music and videos, you should add it. I'll tell you what I like in videos. Hearts. And I'm not seeing a lot. I don't like background music. Yeah, then you shouldn't use it. Because you kind of want to do and be and use the kind of things that you like. I don't like people when they're, I don't care for videos where I can tell someone's reading a teleprompter. I'm like, why don't you know this? Why aren't you just talk to me? So I'm not a fan of people on teleprompter. I'm not a fan of people on green screen. I'm not a fan of overly produced stuff. So I don't do that stuff. I'm not a fan of, like, when I do fitness videos, I'm not a fan of people who are like, rah, 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 like screaming in your face. I'm like, you're scaring me. So I don't do that. Like, just do what you like. And then you'll attract people who like you. Awesome. Be real. Yep. So you like Periscope, like, a lot. I like Periscope a lot. Hey, want me to give you one more awesomely cool tip for Periscope? Because I'm all about repurposing content. So what you do is you can use a couple of different programs. I will, I'll put them out on Twitter in just a few minutes when we finish so that I can teach you how you can actually save the broadcast with the hearts included. And then you can record it direct, like the hearts included and all the comments, you can record them by using QuickTime. Everyone always asks me, like, how do you record your phone? Like, if you'll notice today on Instagram, I posted a video from my Periscope and you can see the hearts and you can see the comments. Everyone's like, how did you do that? All you do is you plug in, it's called, I don't know if you guys know this. I didn't know this until like a week ago. This thing is called a lightning cord. It's your iTunes cord. I don't know why I'm putting it here, so maybe you can see it. It's your iTunes or your iPhone cord, right? It's called a lightning cord. I don't know how this works on an Android because I'm not an Android user. But all you do is you plug it in to your desktop or your laptop and your phone. And what it will do is it will automatically default to whatever's on your phone when you open up QuickTime. And then when you see the QuickTime menu at the top, all you do is click create screen recording. And then instead of selecting from your laptop or desktop, select from your iPhone. And it will record not just what's on your iPhone, but the sound that it's hearing from your iPhone too. Brilliant. You're welcome. And that was for free. Except all I need is some tips in the form of hearts. And so that's how I've been creating those videos. And then what I do, because they take up a lot of memory, is I just upload them to Dropbox and then my team can do whatever they want with them. Now, if you want that video and you don't want the hearts and you don't want all of the comments because you'd like to maybe repurpose it and cut it up and use the best pieces of your Periscope to send off to your email list or the best pieces of your Periscope to post to Facebook. Why wouldn't you, right? Like, I know many of you are people who are in an MLM and you want to explain to people what that opportunity is all about. You could do a Periscope just letting people ask the questions that they want to ask, perhaps even anonymously. And then you can save that video automatically to your phone. Now, the video that saves automatically to your phone does not include the hearts and the comments. So it would be very easy for somebody on Elance to repurpose that content for you. And you could send it off to your email list or post it to your Facebook wall or where else? Yeah, Instagram or YouTube. Someone said they started to get nervous and stutter and freeze and they forget what to say. Suggestions. Yes, my suggestions are relax. Maybe have a glass of wine. Put a little picture up of your best friend just behind the hole, right? This is what I did when I first started making exercise videos is I would look at a picture of my Aunt Nellie. And I would look at her picture and then I would put it behind the camera so that every time I was talking to the camera lens, I would remember I was talking to her. And then I wasn't nervous. I was just trying to take care of her. Okay, people want you to take care of them. A lot of people are saying, yeah, definitely drink wine. You know, until you get used to it. And the first couple of ones that you do are going to suck. And then you'll get better and better and better. I promise you that. Everything I've ever done, I've sucked at and gotten better at, including teaching fitness classes. I couldn't get hired at first. My first videos are terrible. When you watch the 30-day, I keep pointing over there. When you go to 30daypush.com and you opt in, you'll see some of my very early videos when I first started doing this. And yeah, they're not very good, but they're still up there and you just get better. So that is it. This recording will be saved indefinitely. Talk about repurposing. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to save this video to Dropbox, and then I will use this video on my YouTube channel, and I'll just put together a couple little tips, like a 5-minute video. I'll probably use a 1-minute video on Facebook because short videos on Facebook are the best. I'll use a 15-second clip of this, you got it, on Instagram, and I will use the audio recording of this for my podcast, Build Your Tribe. What the what? Yeah, so just by doing this Periscope, I just got content for 5 other platforms. What? Hearts. I would give myself hearts if I could, can I? Oh, I better not tap it. I'd probably flip the screen. I would give myself hearts on that. Because y'all, content is king, and boom, like someone just said, boom, it's great to repurpose this stuff. You'll listen to this tomorrow on Build Your Tribe. So go to iTunes right now and subscribe there. And if I didn't get to your question, then please ask it on Twitter. I won't be able to answer it tonight, but I'll answer it tomorrow. I won't be able to answer it tonight because I got to get back to my family. What the what? But I love you guys. So last 2 questions. Let's see. Thank you so much for tuning in. Lashes for days. Someone will be listening tomorrow to Build Your Tribe. Yes, if you own a business of any kind or would like to start one, you need to be on Build Your Tribe, my podcast. Thank you. Love you too, Kelly and Ruse and Omaris. And let's see, how long does it take for you to be so beautiful? You are adorable. Hair on fleek. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening, lifers. I love you. I hope you're digging Periscope. It's super dope. It's super cool. It's a great way to interact face-to-face and just get comfortable with being on camera. The videos go away after 24 hours, so you don't have to worry necessarily about having that video live on and on and on, especially if it's not your favorite. You can just delete it. But I've seen so many people from obscurity build this huge following and really connect with others online. It's the way to go. The videos are fast and simple, and it's a great way for you to get your experience. So please download the app and start playing around with it. And while you're at it, please don't forget to follow me. Those of you who are regular listeners of Build Your Tribe, thank you so much for your reviews. Once a month, I give away a free scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy, which doesn't open up again until this fall. You, however, could win early access and a free $2,000 scholarship plus 2 tickets to our live event valued at over $4,000. How do you do that? You just write a review for Build Your Tribe. And in your review, please be sure to include the hashtag #IWantMIA. You will automatically be entered into our monthly drawing. We select 1 person each and every month, and I hope it's you. I hope you love this episode. I have so enjoyed connecting with many of you on Periscope. My goal is always to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So we out. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video. Mindful, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips.